And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you. Again, I am not here this week, but we are going to be playing something that was recorded last year. This is actually something that took place right after Kyle and I had photographed up at Menwith Hill, which is a massive NSA surveillance outpost in northern England. We had one hell of an adventure, though, on the way up there, and as we join the action today, we're on our way back to Manchester and are recounting some of what went on earlier in the day. Let's listen.
Yeah, I should probably put the lights on. Hold on, that's over here, isn't it?
Yep.
There we go.
Lights out.
Bye-bye, neighborhood. This is quite a time we had here.
Really?
A series of times we've had here.
Do you want to try panning the audio to separate our voices?
Hold on, I can't. I gotta be over there, right? I'm making the right from there.
Yeah, so you gotta be on the left side.
Right. Okay. This just confuses me still.
All right. Before we start recording, do you want to pan or not?
Your call again. I don't know. Whichever you feels better.
So I'm gonna put you on the right and me on the left.
That's going to be confusing since I'm driving on the left, but okay, fine.
Okay. Now, you're sure you can fix this later, because it's really odd. I'm in the left ear, and you're in the right ear.
Yeah, of course I can fix it. I can merge them both into one, make it mono. I can raise you or lower me. Whatever, I can do all kinds of things.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we got it. I'm going to take the headphones off and have a conversation.
Cool.
We haven't talked on the radio in a while. We should do some audio.
I agree. And it's just a shame that we haven't set it up so we can do that.
Oh, no, wait. No, we've got stuff right here, E.
You do?
Yeah, but no, we got this equipment, so I guess...
I'm just so caught up in driving. I'm on the wrong side of the road again.
Right.
And I don't know what you have going on over there. I'm too terrified to look away from the road.
Yeah.
So if you've got, like, a setup for audio, I think we should record something for the radio.
Yeah. And you know, people want to hear what we've been doing. It's like wild. So I'm ready when you are.
We can have
a conversation. I don't even know where to start. We got to fill people in. Well, what are we doing now?
Well, right now I am driving. Oh, hold on. Is that a cop? No, that's a car. Okay.
No, there is a camera there. One of the big. Yellow
one of the speed cameras. Yeah, but what's the speed limit? They don't tell you that.
I see 50.
Well, I'm doing 40.
Of course, it's after the. The dang camera.
I'm doing 40, so I think I'm all right.
Right.
Yeah, we're in England, driving a car, heading towards Manchester, and we just came from Menwith Hill. That sounds like a band from the 80s, but it's not. It's an NSA listening post, right? It's NSA?
It's fabled to be an NSA listening post.
The whole echelon thing and all kinds of craziness. Well, I mean... That's one thing. We went over there to take some pictures for next year's calendar, where the theme is surveillance. And, you know, if you want surveillance, you better come to England.
Right.
But we sure have had adventures along the way. Well, we just had one huge adventure today getting up there. I don't know where to begin. How would you like to start the story of what we did today?
Oh, crud. so...
Well, a lot of it circled around you, so maybe you should frame this.
Well, I think we talked about this in the past. Basically, I lost something today. I lost my cell phone. We drove out of Manchester, and we made a stop at one of those aforementioned traffic cameras.
Yeah.
They're all over here in England. So we found one that was in decent sunlight, and we were trying to get to Menwith, like, early afternoon to get some good lighting for that. But we figured we could stop and get a picture of this speed camera.
We drove out of Manchester, heading northward, I guess, to Menwith Hill.
Correct.
And we had seen these yesterday when we drove from Sheffield to Manchester, a few of the big yellow speed cameras.
Uh-huh.
And they warn you first. They're supposed to warn you that there's a speed camera ahead, which I guess makes people not speed. So we saw that one of those was coming up, and we decided that, hey, this would be a good picture to take. If you see in the, in the traffic circle?
Yeah, you want to go straight
through
this.
Not the traffic light.
Yeah,
well,
it's
I'm
a light.
I'm going to stop because it's a red light.
Yep.
But if you see a big yellow traffic camera in the 2013 calendar, the hacker calendar, that is the traffic camera that we had the adventure at involving Kyle's cell phone.
Yeah.
So I've set that up for you nicely. Now, tell us, what we went out into the street, busy highway. Well, not a highway so much, two-lane road.
Yeah, it's a two-lane kind of sub-highway, almost a highway, baby highway.
They don't have many highways. They don't have many highways here at all.
Yeah. And we were pulling off, and we pulled the equipment out, and it was hot, and midday, you know, like I said, we were trying to get there in the early afternoon, so this is a long way. We're about halfway to our destination, and then we pulled over, and I got all the bags out. I don't know what I was thinking, but I was a bit disheveled, and I hadn't kind of emptied my pockets and gotten into the photography mode kind of thing, and ended up, having my phone, or you know, having personal belongings mixed in with what I needed to do to take a picture. Anyway, so I was fiddling around with all the camera stuff. It really was a fact of, like, or matter of having this clip, this, like, belt clip phone holder. I guess it spun upside down.
Well, I think you're giving away too much too early, because keep in mind, the whole day was pretty much spent wondering what happened to your phone. We were driving afterwards, and you're looking around for your phone, and I'm like, Kyle, you know, your phone's got to be here somewhere.
We'd been using it right before we stopped. We'd been using it to get driving direction.
Mm-hmm.
I'd entered in the postal code. We'd been using it. I had it when we stopped, and we just want to pop out, get a picture of one of these speed cameras. They're all over the place. They're really iconic, so I took a couple cameras, and we were basically on either side of the road. Ooh, there's another speed camera. Those are much smaller.
That's a different kind of speed camera.
Yeah, totally different. Anyway, I had a little bit of fun with this large format camera I brought, did some film stuff of a nice field, and then I got sort of an across the street shot of the speed camera, and then I was on the same side of the street as the speed camera, because I wanted sort of a straight on perspective, although it was a bit dark because the sun was behind it, so to get the front of it, it wasn't very well illuminated. I'd also been on the same side of the street as the camera and shot something from behind. So I had like three different perspectives, and I wanted to cover it as best I could. And we hadn't seen very many of them, so it was an important stop. So when I was on the same side of the street as the camera, I was just sort of crouching down, doing all kinds of things over there, and we sort of wrapped things up, and I had gotten, you know, some really decent shots on the digital camera, and then we sort of hopped in the car and made our way sort of to Menwith Hill, and we got pretty far. We got almost to...
not that far, maybe 5 miles.
Yeah, a couple miles down
you
the road.
You started, hang on, what are you here? It's in that traffic circle.
You want to go Manchester, 856.
Okay. I'm sorry, I cut that person off, didn't I?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is right.
856?
I think.
Well, it's going to be 856. So we went the wrong way again.
Yeah, we went the wrong way.
And the guy I cut off is right behind me, so that doesn't help.
God, I'm terrible at this. These...
You have a streak going of I think, four traffic circles in a row that sent us in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And I'm bad at traffic. Well, I'm usually good at traffic circles, but these are going the wrong way.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of issues I'm having with this car. But, you know, we'll just turn around, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm good at that.
Yeah.
But anyway, you noticed pretty much right away that something, your phone wasn't where it should be.
Right.
And I think we both have that talent of knowing when something's missing.
Right.
But I couldn't figure out how could your phone be missing. It's got to be in the car somewhere.
Okay, get off here.
That's why I have the signal.
Wait, it says Manchester, if you go straight.
So well, then we'll go straight.
This probably connects.
This road goes to Manchester, so unless it's a different
Let's
Manchester.
Let's just stay on it and keep
yeah.
it. Well, anyway, speaking of turning around, we got so far and then turned around, because we needed it. I was using it for directions, right? So it was sort of important.
For communicating with people, like telephones.
That
I used
too.
For.
Absolutely.
But I still was convinced that it had to be somewhere in your bags or something. It makes sense.
I looked. Yeah, I really did.
Yeah, I know. And so did I. We both looked. And then we turned around, went back, and looked some more. And we basically started walking around where you were taking pictures.
Now, there's an obvious thing people do. They call their phones. But in this instance, we turned around.
Outsmarted yourself on this one.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I had arranged some international data, a little international text. In the process, managed to get some help forwarding my phone to an American number. Now, basically, what that's all about is the associate, the people, from my understanding, from what I was told, that if I had any incoming calls, I would have to incur international charges. And I really didn't want to do that, so I figured the best thing I could do is just forward it to my home phone number and just get any calls on voicemail. That way, any incoming calls to that particular phone wouldn't actually ring it and go to my voicemail. And outgoing calls I wasn't going to do. We've got SIMs and other phones for any kind of outgoing local stuff we want to do, or even international. SIMs are so cheap, right?
We've got our own British phones. Each of us has two different phones.
Yeah.
One an American phone, one a British phone.
Yep.
And what you were trying to avoid was being charged every time somebody called you.
Right.
And you didn't pick up, it goes to voicemail, but they charge you for an international call to transfer it to voicemail, which is stupid.
Yep.
That does happen. So you thought you were doing the right thing, but what happened was, when you did that, okay, your phone forwards to a number back home in America.
Right.
But that also means when you call your phone, it doesn't ring. It rings back home, but that doesn't help you find your damn phone, which is somewhere.
And that's really useful. People, when they lose their phones on their couches, they do this all the time.
Yeah.
So that avenue of search was out of the question. And here we are. We're still trying to get to our destination to do the shoot at Menwith Hill. So we've doubled back, you know, done 10 extra miles just to get there and start digging through. And what was going on is the grass. I was in, like, a couple different areas, but the grass on the side of the road was really tall.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't just grass. There's some thorny stuff and nettles. Stinging nettles.
Stinging nettles.
And at the time, I mean, I've been wearing tall boots and long pants, so I didn't really think of that at the time. And I didn't think anything was going to fall off me or that we had lost it. And I still wasn't sure that was the case, that it had fallen off me or anything like that. I thought maybe I put it on top of the car. I was convinced I had this thought that I had put it, I didn't put it back in its holder, and that's why the holder was empty, because I had put it in some other pocket in some camera bag, but that was a delusion, complete delusion. So anyway, here I am in the car. I had searched everything, and that's why we had doubled back, because looking through the bags and you know, I just had an empty holder on my hip, and then so we do this search because we knew it wasn't in the car. We knew it was in the bags. We'd torn things apart, and so now we're digging through grass and stuff and sweeping, kind of going back and forth either side of the street.
So I was trying, because your phone couldn't ring, I was trying to send you a text message because, you know, you can send a text message at least, but your phone only makes one noise, very quick noise.
Yeah, it goes beep.
Yeah, it goes beep. And,
something like that.
You know, so I was sending a text message saying, where are you, to your phone, and basically moving a few feet every time we did that to see if maybe I'd hear that beep. And I must have sent about 20 of those, and we'll have to talk about how much that costs later.
Well, actually, I have, I think, 50 SMS messages as part of the package, so...
Well, that's lovely, but my phone doesn't. And
right.
Yeah, I had to do that from my phone. But okay. Regardless, we didn't hear the beep anywhere. So we still didn't know. I mean, we thought that one of the theories was that the phone was left on top of the roof of the car and that we drove off and it went flying into the highway and immediately got destroyed.
Yeah.
Am I going straight here? Well, I'm going straight now.
Yeah, go straight.
Okay.
That's wrong, though.
Well, that shouldn't do it. I can turn around.
I'm 5 for 5. Right?
Well, that wasn't really your fault. You want to see Blackburn on our way there.
Turn around.
I don't understand. Why does some...
slow down and stop. Like,
I'm
going to
slow down and do all kinds of things, but I'm curious,
okay,
you know.
Right here.
Let me ask a question.
Shaw Street. Just
I don't care what the street's
around,
called.
Turn around, back in, whatever.
Let's, all right.
None of this driving 5 miles.
Like, built in 1500, this place.
Whoa.
So, yeah, why do some cities have... it says, you know, this many miles to this city, this many miles to this city, but some of that is in parentheses, and I don't know why. Sometimes it's right there without parentheses, sometimes it's in parentheses. There's some code going on here. Their whole highway system is really weird because it's not really highways. It's just a bunch of small roads, and the numbers keep changing on the roads. So you can't just, like, take the A45 or whatever to a city because the A45 turns into the A46 and all kinds of other things, and it just makes it a lot of fun. All right, here I am turning around, and we're going to try and go back. And
yeah, so we got to get that roundabout back there.
I'm on the wrong side of the road, aren't I? Okay. Which means I'm on the right side of the road.
This is a bit of a back drive anyway, so...
I'm like in a medieval, like, neighborhood here. Now, this guy's facing... Okay, I have to pass him.
Okay. Do you want to go right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew that.
I will do that, and I have to remember to go right on the other side.
So you were really dedicated. I was like, I felt horrible. I felt like an idiot. I had no idea what had happened. I had all these stories running through my mind about what happened to this device. And you were like on your knee, you're digging around, crawling through all these nettles. And I'm kicking things around in the booth. And we're getting really sort of at our wit's end. And I at one point went and talked to one of these ladies. I gave her some, one of the ladies around, and gave her some contact info.
What ladies?
Well, one of the women, there's some house. Some
people who lived in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Okay.
The neighbors, yeah. Long story long. I talked to them. There was another guy that pulled up, and he was speaking with you about staying
in his parking space, for one thing. But they were all very patient, very nice, and people were helping us look in the grass.
Which was really nice.
I think you even gave your number to one of the ladies that took an interest.
Email and number. I exchanged contact info. I sort of walked up to her.
Do you have her contact info?
No.
Oh. Well, that's not exchanging contact info, is it?
That's an interesting distinction.
Well, it's giving your contact info, but you have no way of telling her to stop looking because, okay, yeah, you did find the phone.
Yeah, she may wonder for the rest of her days.
Well, she might be out there tomorrow morning with a whole, like, troop of people searching.
Lord.
The British are like that. They really they take on projects.
Well, I did feel like they were understanding and didn't really look hostilely at us as we were, you know, on the side of the road.
No, just curious.
Yeah, fretting.
What are these people doing?
Yeah.
So we stayed there for, a good half hour or so, just
right.
crawling around,
right.
looking for the damn thing, or trying to figure out where we could have gone or how it could have possibly left our possession. I still thought in the back of my mind, it's got to be in the car somewhere.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I had gone through bags. I was just really befuddled by the whole thing. And basically, we were running out of time. We needed to get to Menwith so that we had a bit of dusk left.
Yeah, as if this wasn't enough, we needed to get to, like, the most ominous-looking place in Britain.
Yeah.
With a million surveillance antennas of all sorts.
Yeah.
And supposedly, if you're caught taking pictures, you can get in a lot of trouble. So we had that to look forward to while looking for your missing phone.
Right.
And wondering how we were going to fit that into the day.
Yeah, and I was actually really stressed out about the shoot because we are going to this base. It's basically a Royal Air Force base that is, you know, contracted out of the U.S. military to run the thing. And there's a lot of suspicion, there's a lot of controversy around the place, and people don't really know, and it's basically, you know, a bit scary. And to go there and do some of your own surveillance as a citizen or a photographer, it was a bit nerve-wracking for me. I didn't quite know how to approach it, but having the anxiety, stress of losing this device, and then we had to kind of give up. I just said, we got to stop. You're getting stung by nettles up to your elbows.
I'll always remember this. The scars on my hands, I can look back on this day and say, wow, I remember that, clear as a bell.
Right.
You know? You need those things. You really
right.
do.
But it sort of made me feel worse. I didn't want you, like, it was like on the verge of martyrdom. I was really concerned that you were taking one for this stupid phone.
I wanted to find the damn thing. I wanted it to be over, you know? I wanted to move on with our lives and get arrested up at Menwith Hill.
Right, right.
It
sure.
meant a lot to me.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. So that's the gist of it, I guess. We.
I don't understand this road here. Okay.
Yeah, like rumble
so
strips.
Well, it's split into two.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did that. I guess that's for a truck or something.
I don't know.
We're 17 miles from Manchester, which means it'll take us about an hour. The way these roads are, that's what it does. It takes so long.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's something we've noticed. Is they're a lot smaller, they're windier. And
I have a theory. I told you this theory that cities are relatively close together. Like Manchester and Liverpool, I think, are about 40 miles away from each other. Yet there is all this difference, different accents, different culture, different everything.
Right.
And in the States, that's like a half-hour drive. But here, it literally will take you a couple of hours just to traverse that distance because the roads are narrow, they aren't really highways, there's all kinds of traffic circles, and it's not really a direct route. So it takes you longer to get there, so you feel like you've gone further.
Right.
Or maybe in our case, we feel like we haven't traveled far when we have traveled far. We're sort of immune to distance now. But here, it still means something when you travel 40 miles, so much so that there is a different accent and different customs and different ways of looking at people.
Totally.
And, yeah, so...
It's kind of like the highway stopping in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, a roundabout.
It
and
is.
And then it continues on to the next neighborhood.
But England is like a sort of a microcosm because it's relatively small.
Sure.
But all these places are far away, even though they seem to be close to us. So it's very bizarre. And they've managed to keep this for centuries.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a bit of a crash course. You want to stay in the straight-ahead lane?
Okay, well, I didn't know the lane was changing. The truck sort of blocked the...
I can't believe you believe me.
Well, was I supposed to do this or not?
No, I'm just kidding.
Back to the phone. So, I guess that ended in failure because we were crawling around and looking for the thing. We couldn't find it, couldn't hear the chirp or anything like that. And we were theorizing at that point that, in fact, you had left it on top of the car, and then we started driving down the road looking for remnants of a BlackBerry in the road.
On the curb or something like that.
Or,
and mind you, I was really frustrated because I don't want to have to get a new phone. I don't want to have to get the contract. None of that. I don't want to renew any of that. It's all this hassle, and I might lose my unlimited data. They're doing all kinds of horrible things with that and phones these days. And mainly, it works fine. I can dial a number. I can talk to another human being. That's what a phone is for. I like that, and I don't want to have to be, you know, forced into a bunch of garbage, you know, saying it's lost or making some sort of stolen claim. Who knows? I mean, and we really were curious, what the heck happened? So here I am, sticking my head out the window on our way to Minwith Hill.
You look like a dog.
A little.
Sticking your head out the window, like, panting a little bit.
You said it was adorable.
Well, it was cute at first, but, you know, once we started going through town and stuff, it just, it started pointing and just sort of lost its thrill.
Right.
So we went to the point where we stopped the first time when you realized you didn't have your phone. Obviously, we couldn't have dropped it beyond that point.
Yep.
Didn't see anything.
Yeah.
So we just proceeded to Menwith Hill and took pictures there.
Yeah, and just tried to put it out of our minds. And there's a lot of anxiety, a lot of deep breaths were taken and trying to take stock. I was... losing it a bit. I was really freaked out with the whole thing. It just was too much.
I had to remind you that we've had at least two adventures like this in the past. One in Iceland where you left your hat.
Yes.
You left your hat in Iceland in an airport terminal.
Correct.
And somehow we were able to get that hat back. In fact, we didn't know where you left the hat. It could have been in France, could have been in Iceland, could have been on an airplane.
Yeah.
We didn't know where it was. We were calling all these different places, but somehow the Icelandic police tracked down your hat and sent it back to us.
Yep.
So if we can find a hat in Iceland from New York, I think we can find a phone. And the other instance was when you left your camera.
I left the whole camera bag.
Yeah, the camera bag with all kinds of things in, what was it, Drummondville?
Drummondville in Canada.
Yeah, in Quebec. And you didn't realize that until we got to Toronto.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, where's my bag? And we knew that your bag had been left at this, we suspected it had been left at this cafe. And fortunately, you had told me earlier in the day that you collected business cards of places because you like to send them spam? Was that the way you phrased it? Or?
Well, no. I was involved in some fundraising for a charity and stuff like that. And I was a bit sarcastic about it. Well, not sarcastic. I just like to load it up. I mean, I had to load it up with email addresses anyway. So I would sort of add extra ones. People that took my money for other reasons. I figured, why not get a nice note for me to learn about all the things I do for charity or whatnot. And so I expressed this to you, and you basically, for whatever reason, it was in your mind when we were in that cafe. You easily could have not done it at all, but you collected this card and had given it to me, so we knew exactly where it was, and that's how we found the bag.
If you had not told me the story, I wouldn't have given you the card,
right?
And perhaps you wouldn't have taken the card. So fortunately, we had the card, we knew the name of the place, because imagine, in Toronto, trying to figure out what's the name of that place we stopped at, back in Drummondville in Quebec, but fortunately, we were able to answer that. You were able to call the person from the car at the cafe, spoke very little English, but were able to ascertain that, yes, in fact, there was a camera bag left in that cafe that day, and the odds were that it was yours.
Right.
So we knew it was safe, at least.
Yeah,
and we drove back and got it. So that's two instances where we lost something and got it back. So I knew somehow we were going to get this back.
Yeah.
Unlikely as it may seem. First, I was trying to figure out how we lost it in the first place. Didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Didn't add up.
Yeah.
And then later you told me the story about how your carrying case was upside down. So, okay, right. that might explain how it could have fallen out there.
And I didn't hear anything. That was another clue. There were little clues along the way, but I was still torn. Like,
didn't hear it fall, so it must have fallen on grass, yes.
Something soft, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, it's just a lot of process of elimination and just trying to think rationally about it when I was already really anxious about this shoot and a bit stressed. I mean, I don't know, we rewind it. We've got a couple days here. We've packed a lot in. A couple days here where we've been under a lot of stress.
It's only day four.
Yeah.
We've done so much.
I mean, just yesterday, we can go into greater detail, but we narrowly made it just out here at all. We may not have had the opportunity to lose this phone and go to Menwith because of nearly missing a train.
Yeah,
whole other story for another time, I think.
Had to get across London onto a train. We had 5 minutes to spare.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I got into the train station, I couldn't even find the tracks.
Yeah.
That's how desperate I was. And then when we got to the place in Sheffield where we were renting a car.
Correct.
We couldn't find the place that rented the car, and they were closing in a few minutes. And their address on their website had a street, but it didn't have a number.
Yeah.
And I called their number, and all I got was a recording saying there's no one available to take a call now, and they hung up. And it's just insane. It's like they didn't want us to find them.
Right.
And we almost didn't. And we got there just at the last possible minute.
A couple of minutes. Yeah, I mean, it's just, we've been just like by the skin of our teeth on a lot of these connections, just trying to make it. And the agony. But anyway, so, it's...
We can skip over the whole taking pictures of Menwith Park, because we took pictures. And, we basically got good pictures. And hopefully they made it to the 2013 Hacker Calendar.
Yeah.
Along with the traffic camera. I kept thinking throughout this whole escapade that this is how surveillance gets its last laugh on us, by taking away our technology while we take pictures of them.
Yeah.
You know, somehow the phone is missing. We don't know how, but it just disappeared, strangely enough.
Well, here's my spook theory, attitude, basically. It's a good cover that my phone was lost so that anybody tracking my phone would think that, you know, I was back there wherever it was lost. But
except we had three other phones that easily could have been tracked.
Yeah,
no, as well.
It's kind of stupid. It's a bit pie in the sky. But anyway, you do a lot of crazy things that make yourself feel better in those instances. But I don't know. It was...
Then I lost my sunglasses sitting in the car. I'm like, what kind of black hole is in this car that things just disappeared?
Right.
But I found it in the back on the floor. It got there somehow, so that theory went out the window.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But basically, okay, we took pictures of Menwith Hill, and, running off the road because I'm trying to figure out which way Manchester is.
You, as I was huffing and puffing on the way, were saying, look, you know, don't call it in lost, don't freak out now, you're out of control. I'm going to say that, I feel out of control right now. This is just crazy, all the things we're doing, I'm really stressed out, and now this, I have, like, my communications medium is just completely in the wind, and I was just so frustrated. But you were dead on, and just listening to my agonizing and huffing and puffing, but also saying, "Look, we'll get to this. Let's do the shoot. Let's change modes. Let's talk about that and plan that." Yeah, it's out of control, and I kind of had to listen at a certain point and stop being crazy about it. Because being crazy, you're basically at a loss of power and ineffectual. Mm-hmm. So. And you had a couple good ideas in the process, and I was listening, you know? And basically, I'd shot myself in the foot with the forwarding, so that was sort of out. The texting wasn't really very effective when we were there. But you had said, you know what, let's contact some people, see if some friends can get us the number, because I have a number for some international customer service for the provider I use. And basically, you said, you know what, just call back, get it re-forwarded, and we'll come back when it's darker, maybe it'll light up, and when there's less traffic, so it's not as noisy.
And we'll hear it ringing. We can call and hear it ringing.
Through my own... Yeah, exactly. Hear it, it'd be audible with less cars, and perhaps even see it light up. And I kind of had to hear you through my own BS, and I kind of relaxed. I said, okay, well, you know what, we'll deal with it later. And, you know, we have to get this photo in, so we then focused on that. We got out to Menwith, and had a fair amount of adventure out there, and then basically planned to stop through on the way back. So, I don't know. Basically, after the shoot, we continued back. We stopped in Skipton?
Something like that, yeah.
I believe we stopped in Skipton, which is a bit of a medieval town. They've got this enormous castle and stuff.
They're all medieval towns. They really are. It's unbelievable.
Right. And I was able to make a phone call. I got the forwarding changes immediately and avoided reporting it. I was really tempted because, again, all these thoughts going through my mind. I was done with the shoot, so I was less anxious about authority and this whole listening post thing. A little bit more relaxed. I could focus on the whole thing. We got it forwarded back and made our way back to the site where we had been digging, literally going through blade of grass by blade of grass.
Well, hang on. In that town, though, you succeeded in getting them to unforward your phone.
Right, and I was very tempted to report it lost or stolen, but you're like, no, we got to give it a try, giving it a call.
Yeah, so we called it. After they unforwarded it, it rang a bunch of times. So that
that was the test.
That told me that your phone was not destroyed on the highway because it would have gone straight to voicemail probably.
Totally.
If it didn't exist anymore. It was ringing, so that's a good sign. Nobody picked up. That's a bad sign. But it also pointed to it being there someplace.
Still, perhaps, on the side of the road, which we...
And I couldn't figure it out because I literally felt every inch with my hand, my scarred hand.
Crawling around. I don't know what we're going to do. We got to find some Benadryl, some kind of antihistamine cream to put on your arm.
I don't think that's necessary because I'll probably have to have them amputated. But then there's good in that because I'll be able to get prosthetic limbs. We've been talking about that for some reason every day about how prosthetic limbs are the future. And everybody seems to be able to become superhuman.
So you'll have robotic phalanges.
Yeah.
To do more searching for other lost things.
Can I just say another thing,
yes,
too?
Go ahead.
We were watching some television in London.
Yeah.
And one of the children's programs in the morning, we're going through Teletubbies and various other things. There was
totally.
one program where this woman is just there, you know, saying, "Hi, kids," and, you know, welcome to
like
this,
co-host,
whatever this program is. And then she stands up and you realize she just has a stump for an arm. And it's like, wow, that's just... She's hosting a kid's show, no explanation whatsoever. She has one arm and one stump. And, you know, in the States, I mean, obviously from the tone of my voice, that's a bit of a shock. Weren't expecting that. And here in the UK, apparently, that's just, that's part of life. Sometimes that happens. And kids learn about that. And I think I screwed up.
Yeah, city center's
well,
that way.
Well, you know, it only gave me that much notice. Okay, A663. I have to get over there somehow.
You want to be on the north side of town.
You don't want to be on the south side of town, eh?
Yeah, you don't want to be the south of Manchester.
That's where the Gallagher's hang out. All right, fine. So, do I go up there, or what would you suggest?
Well, I don't know. Oldham, that looks kind
Oldham
of...
Oldham is a different city, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, is it?
Well,
okay.
I would imagine so. It's a different name.
All right, okay. So we're going to go by the airport. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like we're heading towards the airport. Unless there's another way.
Ring Road, try that.
I don't know how to try that. It's just on the sign.
Okay.
Anyway, so this woman had a stump for an arm, and she was hosting a kid show. I thought it was awesome that people are involved like that and not judged. Even though
I would
I was
get
doing
off
just
here.
That. Making a left, you say?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, it's not that
good
easy.
Luck. Okay,
yeah, that's not
going to
happen.
Question.
There's too many cars here.
Great.
And people drive like maniacs here, too. I mean, I know I have to get used to different rules and things like that. That's another thing. When you rent a car, they just hand you the keys. And they don't tell you, by the way, make sure you drive on the other side of the road, you being from the States and all. You know, they don't say that. And I think that's rather a major thing to be aware of. Obviously, it's you'll know pretty quickly, but... I mean, just think about it. If you had to get in your car tomorrow and the steering wheel's on the right-hand side and you had to drive on the left-hand side,
uh-huh.
You might have a little bit of a problem with that, you know? It might take some getting used to. There's no course you have to pass. There's no training of any sort. They just put you in the car and away you go. And it's not really that hard, I guess, you know? I mean, you've driven for the first time now.
Trial by fire.
On the left side, yeah. It wasn't so bad, was it?
No. I got used to it pretty quick. It's bizarre, and it can wear you out, but it's not bad.
Uh-huh.
So I really want to encourage you to get off and turn around.
I'm trying to do that. I just have to get into the left lane, which is the slow lane.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll get off the road and go the other way.
Yeah.
Hopefully that works. I mean, it should work because we're going to the airport now, apparently. So if we turn around and go away from the airport, there'll be signs pointing to the city that
right.
belongs to the airport. So,
right.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about that.
Well, there...
I should be first. All right. Well, I'll go first then. If you're not going to go first, I won't say anything. You see, you're doing it. You're doing it on purpose. You're not even saying words. I have to turn around now.
Hey, just please exit.
I'm trying to exit.
Go to Sport
there
City.
Has to be an exit for me to exit.
Tameside tourist attraction.
Really?
All right. Well, anyway, there's got to be a story behind that woman with the missing limb.
Maybe there is. Who
might
knows?
A birth defect.
The point is that there are people like that, and they should be a part of society as much as anybody, and
absolutely.
Not be gawked at and talked about as we're doing. But that's our culture. You see, you have to realize that things are different in America than they are here.
Yeah.
Here, people have a much better sense of humor, I think, and a much better way of dealing with things.
Yeah.
That's not to say they're not screwed up in other ways, but let's avoid that for now. Let's get back to the phone. So,
driving.
Oh, okay, still on driving.
Well, no, good. What were you going to talk about the phone?
Well, we didn't talk about how we found it eventually.
Oh, you're right. We got to finish that.
Manchester is to the
right.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, that worked.
It's
out
a light here too, by the way.
So I should stop at the red light ahead. Thanks for telling me this.
Well,
you're full of helpful
hints. We were
hints.
Talking about how confusing driving can be in other countries.
And
you
I'm
know.
Also I'm also using a stick shift, right? Which
yeah
makes it and I don't really like this stick shift. I'm having some issues with it.
Yeah, you're fighting with
it. Look, it's the moon.
Left. Right.
Why would I go left?
What is your plan?
To go down this road that said Manchester this way.
Okay.
Right? Didn't it say Manchester to the right?
All right.
Did I do something wrong?
I don't know.
Well, you seem to know something because.
No,
it's
just straight. A635.
Why are you filling my head with doubt like this?
I don't know. I'm on my last leg.
Occasionally,
here.
I get something right, and whenever I do, you point me in a different direction, so I get it wrong when I would have gotten it right, and that would be the one time I got something right. You know, it's like an assist that you give me to get it wrong. I get the credit for getting it wrong, but you have a hand in it.
Looks like we're out of time for this week, but we're going to pick up again next week, right where we left off, and see just where this conversation goes. And we'll find out if we ever make it back to Manchester. That's next week on Off the Wall.
apocalypse.